Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yeah, my guarantee.
It better be good.
I think Mitch Keller's going to throw a no-hitter tonight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you feel that way?
Well, a texter said, hey, morning show folks. It's the last day of school today. Just wanted to say thanks for making my drive to school a little easier with the morning sports talk. Also, Mitch Keller will be throwing a no-hitter tonight, so I stole it from them.
Wow.
But that's a guarantee. Crowley guarantee, Mitch Keller no-hitter.
1-1 is swung on, hit high in the air, deep to center field. Sawinski back to the wall, and it's wow. Into the bushes. Shane Langeliers with the A's first home run in 8 days.
That
off
was
Mitch Keller.
Way out of here.
And it's tied at one. Hit deeply to center field. Racing back, Sawinski's going to have to play it off the foot of the wall. It deadens on the track. And they'll easily score at Nota. Trading places, Brown is in there with a double. And the A's have the lead, 2-1 here in the third against Mitch Keller and the Pirates.
Okay, so I got my prediction right, my guarantee right. One inning of no-hit ball from Mitch Keller.
There you go.
That's right. Three outs in the first without giving up a hit. He had two walks, though. The fastball command clearly not there in the first, and I didn't think it would go the way it did. No one thought it would go the way it did. This was the biggest win for the Oakland Athletics this year. They only have 13 of them, so it was easy research to do, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest margin of victory for them, you had the Pirates' ace on the mound in Mitch Keller, going up against some slap ass with an 8-plus ERA. The Pirates were -278 to win the ball game, Doran. The biggest favorite in Major League Baseball yesterday. Sports!
Man.
Can't predict anything!
Man.
Is it okay? This is the biggest win for the Oakland A's. Was this the worst loss for the Pirates this year?
There have been a few. This is the freshest one. The wound is deep. I had a tough time falling asleep last night, Doran. I was upset with the way things went. If you're a Pirates fan with any kind of pulse, you should be upset with the way things went last night. And you can react with us all morning long on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Raymond Peters Township, or visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. And via the text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. The Pirates out-azed the ace, Connor Joe, with an error. You had a chopper that went to the mound. Nobody covering first base. It was a difficult in-between play. DeJong was just simply awful. I think, unfortunately for him, that may be the last inning he ever pitches in Major League Baseball. So I do feel bad, especially given his story. But it was an unacceptable performance. An unacceptable performance. You come off a sweep of the worst team in the National League, just so happens to be the St. Louis Cardinals. You want to win the series against the A's, but we saw just how bad this team is in game number one. Anything short of a sweep would have left a bad taste, I think, in a lot of people's mouths. But the way it happened last night, it can't happen when you fancy yourself, and I'm sure that they do, a true playoff division-type contender.
The positive
Oh,
and boy. I'm already going
oh,
there.
Oh, boy.
I'm going there already.
Jesus.
Should I wait, or do you want me to give the positive now?
No, please.
Because, I mean, we can harp on the negative. It was a bad game. I mean, we talked about all year about how they need to be focused, especially the young players, and no player on that team yesterday looked like they were focused or they were in tune of playing that baseball game. You know, they couldn't even get a hit, basically.
I mean, against a guy with an 8-plus ERA. That's a thing that honestly take me off more than Mitch Keller's performance. I know there's panic. There seems to be, at least on social media. Oh, my gosh, Mitch Keller, his last three starts, he's got a 7.79 ERA. He wasn't striking anybody out yesterday. Wasn't fooling the worst lineup in baseball, one of the worst teams, if not the worst team, on pace to be the worst team in baseball history. And we'll get to Mitch Keller coming up in a second. Because guys like Andrew Filippone say, see, it's dumb to even have extension talks with Mitch Keller. We'll table that just for a moment. I'm more concerned, 0 for 13 runners in scoring position, and one of the worst starters. You can continue to throw these out there with the Oakland A's. One of the worst starters in all of Major League Baseball. You can't do anything against him. They weren't even hitting the ball hard, Doran. That, to me, is the bigger concern, because that looked like the May Pirates. The lineup, the hitting, the leaving guys on base. That's what cost them in May. And I'm not predicting that this is all of a sudden going to make the Pirates fall flat on their face like they did last month. But that's the bigger concern for me, because I think that possibility is always in there. For them to look that bad at the plate, that could happen any given night.
I mean, I was listening to Neil Walker yesterday, who does a great job. He tweeted this out. And you're going to have this. I know that this wasn't expected from the Pirates. I know that this is a bad baseball team that they're playing. But you're going to have games like this throughout the season where you get beat or you get whooped. You get dominated kind of like you did yesterday. I mean, at the end of the game was just atrocious. I mean, home run after home run, hit after hit. It was crazy. But you do have an opportunity today. You do have an opportunity, actually, not long from where we're sitting right now. You have an opportunity at 12:30 to go back and actually finish this series out, Crowley.
Yeah, and that's the way that it'll be spun, that if they win today's game, and they should, they're favored again, that you've won now three series in a row, and you've won 5 out of 6 to begin your homestand. The problem with that is it's the A's. If it were any other team in baseball they were playing right now, taking 2 out of 3 for me, totally fine. More than acceptable. In fact, that's all you hope. Sweeps are hard to come by, even for good teams.
Didn't the A's just beat the Braves?
They beat them twice.
Okay.
I'm sure the Braves don't feel good about that.
No.
It is a Major League Baseball team.
It is.
But, I mean, I had an 8-game winning streak already written down. And maybe that's me being stupid because it's sports. And you can't predict game in and game out, especially in baseball. That's why they play 162 of these games. It's a large sample size sport. But other National League teams have taken care of business against them. I think 4 out of the 8 series they played against National League teams, they've been sweeps. I would have liked to see the Pirates do that. They didn't. You got to move on.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But now to Mitch Keller. How concerned are you? 7.79 ERA's last 3 starts, 17 runs allowed.
Not concerned. Not concerned. I mean, just like Neil said, this happens. He's not gonna go out there and be Superman every single game. Like, he's gonna come down to earth at some point, but still be pretty good. Like, I don't expect him to stay in this kind of area of where he's been pitching. Do you expect him to stay like this? I think that he'll obviously bounce back at some point. He's been playing too good.
I think when Pony says, and he tweeted it yesterday, this is why you don't have contract negotiations with Mitch Keller. I think that's a bridge too far for me. Over his last 30 starts before these last 3, Mitch Keller was one of the best pitchers in the National League.
Right.
It has been a full season. He said you want to go a full season before you pay a guy like that. Well, I am not one of these people that is beholden to the calendar, and I can only look at this year. I can go back a calendar year And over a calendar year, Mitch Keller has been an ace. I am still, if I'm Ben Cherington, if I'm Bob Nutting, if I'm the Pirates brass, I am looking for finding a way that we can make a deal happen between we, the Pirates, and Mitch Keller. I'm not overly concerned about three starts and the long-term prognosis, if you will, of where Mitch Keller's career is going. I think he's largely figured it out. His delivery yesterday was brought up by Michael McHenry, who also does a great job for AT&T Sportsnet. He was nitpicking, but I think for good reason. We saw the fastball command wasn't there. That's a technical issue that I think he's going to work out. Mitch Keller has A++++ stuff. Mitch Keller leads the league, or at least before last night, in strikeouts looking. He is, I think, the kind of player that you do want to pay long-term because you cannot go out on the free agent market and find one. It's a gamble. It's always a gamble. Anytime you pay a guy. We just saw for the New York Rangers, they put what's-his-face on IL because he's going to have Jacob DeGrom. Brain's still foggy a little bit this morning. Perhaps it's the air quality. He's going to get Tommy John surgery. He's probably not going to pitch until 2025. Alek Manoah, who was one of the best pitchers in baseball last year, has been one of the worst starting pitchers in baseball this year. It happens. But you can't go out on the free agent market if you're a team like the Pirates, a small market club, one that does not like to spend a ton of money, and find that guy. You have to grow them from within.
Don't you? Isn't this kind of what you want, though? Don't you want to have, like, you know, full faith in your pitcher and full faith in a guy, but also have a negotiation tactic? Like, this is a negotiation. I know that you want to win every single game, but if he does go out there and you still obviously have full faith in him of being your ace, and he goes out there in the last three games, does what he does, I mean, you're coming to the table and maybe your negotiation tactic is less money. Like, I'm kind of going outside of the box here, but maybe for negotiation-wise and money-wise for an extension, for a new contract, that this would help the Pirates not have to pay as much as maybe he would command because of moments like this, but still have the faith that he's going to be on the plus side more than the negative side.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, if Brian Reynolds went 0-25 and they're negotiating a deal, I don't know how much it really affects things.
I mean, he wasn't playing well whenever he got the deal.
He was so hot to start the year, and that's why we were all hot and heavy. We talked to Ben Cherington a couple of times, and he still wound up making his nut. I think it's the same thing with Mitch Keller. I think you're looking at like 5 years, $75 million, something in that neighborhood, regardless of how he's pitching.
Didn't Reynolds want more than what he got, though, initially?
Well, he wanted the option to leave the deal after 4 years, and they just simply didn't give it to him. I don't think his performance over a couple weeks span has anything to do with that. I do hear what you're saying, though. I mean, this definitely doesn't hurt the Pirates in negotiations, right? If he had a sparkling 2.44 ERA, which before the last three starts he did, every single passing start, if he kept doing that, he's probably asking for more money. So I guess I can see it from that standpoint. But I'm not willing to just say, oh my gosh, Mitch Keller stinks now because he's had three performances that leave you wanting more. I mean, especially the two before this one. He gave up 6 earned runs and 4 earned runs in back-to-back starts. That's not good, especially not for an ace, but the stuff was still playing. He had 8 strikeouts in each of those games. You go back to his April 27th start. Every start from April 27th through last night, he had 8 or more strikeouts. Yesterday was the anomaly, and you can say he's trending down. I think his stuff played well enough the two starts prior to this that this really is the outlier. I would not be shocked at all if he bounces back in his next start. Now, one thing I would not do, they have an off day on Thursday, and there was a lot of talk about bumping him up because of that extra day of rest for the team and pitching him in that Mets series. I probably wouldn't do that now. I'd give him his normal rest and just see if, or the extra day of rest, let him breathe, let him figure it out, let him tinker on the mechanics. This is a mechanical issue.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Mitch Keller before, and here's where I also disagree with Andrew Filippone. The problem with Mitch Keller before is I thought it was all between the ears.
Right.
And guys would get on base, and I hate body language guy, but he had the worst body language of any pitcher I think I've ever seen. I didn't see that last night. I don't think it was a between the ears problem. It was a repeating the delivery problem. My rudimentary understanding of pitchers' deliveries. It's a technical issue.
Mm-hmm.
If it were, you could tell he's nervous. He's overthinking. It was the Mitch Keller of before. Now you might have a point, but I didn't think that that was the case yesterday. Mitch Keller, in my opinion, will be just fine. Mitch Keller, in my opinion, should still get that contract.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.